ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. בעזרת השם שיעור יהיה ללא נשמת האיש הכשר, דוד בן נעמי דשיא לוי, רוח השם תנחנו בגן עדן, אמן. ולרנינג בעזרת השם יתברך, פרשת ויצא, and we all know that פרשה of last week, פרשת תולדות, ended off, וקום ברח לך אל לבן אחי חרנה, so she told her husband, we have to send our son יעקב to get married from the daughters of לבן, And that's what the Pasuk says here. Ve'yetzei Yaakov ber Shaba ve'yelech Harana. He went to Yaakov Abinu. Why? He went to fulfill the mitzvah that his parents, they told him. You have to go to Laban, to Haran. And from there you have to get married. That's what Yaakov Abinu, he went over there. There are many mefarshim here that they explain that really Yaakov Abinu, before he went to the house of Laban, wrote down the Midrash that he went to learn for 14 years in Beit HaMidrash and Shem Ba'ai Be'er. But we don't want to get into it now. We'll get to our point with Ezra Shemit Barach. Now Yaakov Abinu, he went to get married to Haran. He went to Laban. And Rivka told him from last week, you should stay with my brother Laban. Ad asher tashuv hamat achicha. You should stay over there until Esav is going to calm down. Because Chaura, he took the brachot away from him. Well, there's also a lot what to speak about the brachot. But it's not our topic now. So she told him, You should go run away to my brother Laban, and then I'm gonna call after you to come back. That's here basically what Yaakov Abinu. Here he was running away from his brother Esav. Therefore, Baal HaTorim brings down Derech Agav. Baal HaTorim brings down said that's why the parasha is parasha stuma. What does mean parasha stuma? Baal HaTorim says from beginning of the parasha until the end of the parasha, there's no break in between. It's one continuous parasha from beginning until the end. Unlike any other parashiyot, you have parasha ptuha, you have parasha stuma in the middle of the parasha. You have many parashiyot in between. Why is it parasha stuma? Baal HaTorim brings down because he was running away from his brother Esav, and he did it secretly. Therefore, the Torah also made it stuma, and that's where he went. And after he got married, obviously, he wanted to come back now to his parents to see them. And the Pasuk says that Yaakov Abinu, he heard the sons of Laban, that they're saying, וישמע את דברי בני לבן למור, לקח יעקב את כל אשר לאבינו, ומאשר לאבינו עשה את כל הכבוד הזה. The Midrash brings down, said, what does mean עשה את כל הכבוד הזה? What is this כבוד? What honor did Yaakov get? The Midrash says, אין כבוד אלא ממון. The kabod that the pasuk referring to over here, that's money. We're referring to money. Asad kol kabod is there. What does mean kol kabod is there? He made all this wealth that Yaakov was very wealthy. How did he become rich? Because he stole all what belongs to Laban. That's what they're saying. Asad kol kabod is there. So the Midrash says over there, in kabod, in la kesef. I saw a long time ago we were learning the Gaon Mevilna. He asked, he said, what are you talking about? The Midrash is saying that in kabod illa kesef. How could that be? That's we have the Mishnah in Perkei Avot, Perek Vav. The Mishnah says over there, said, in kabod illa Torah. Shneimar kabod hachamim yinhalu. So you see from there clearly that's the kabod referring to Torah. So decide. Is kabod referring to Torah or referring to money? Here it says, Asad kol kabod is the Midrash said, in kabod illa money. Over there the Mishnah says, Perkei Avot, in kabod illa Torah. So decide, what's kabod? Is kabod Torah or money? Gaon Mevilna, I asked that question. He said, no, it's beautiful. He said, if you look here by us, Asad kol kabod is the word kabod is written without the letter vav. Kabed. It's kabod hasir. It's missing. The kabod here is missing. So the Midrash is asking, what's the kabod that is missing? It's not the real kabod. It's kabod which is not the real one. The Midrash says, in kabod like this, which is haser, illa money. But over there, when the Mishnah said in Perkei Avot, in kabod illa Torah, shneimar kabod hachaim yinhalu. Over there, it's written the word kabod with above, complete kabod. The perfect kabod, that's Torah. Here that says that kabod missing, the Midrash is saying, which kabod is missing? That's money. That's what the Gaon Mevilna tells us. So he heard the Laban's sons, that they're saying, they're blaming that Yaakov, Chas v'Shalom, he stole all the wealth that their father Laban made. So Yaakov Abinu, he called up to an important meeting to his wives. he called after Rahel Belial. Pasuk says here, Vishma at the brave Bene Laban Lemor, Lakahia Akobet Kola Shir Labino, whom Asher Labino asad Kola Kabodaze. So he heard what they are talking about him. Vayari Akobet Bene Laban, Vene Amoket Mochel Chom. He saw Yaakov that Laban is not behaving with him the way he used to in the beginning. In the beginning, he was begging him, please stay with me. And he knew Laban that all the bracha that's coming to him only in the zechut of Yaakov. He told him, Nihashti vibarichini Adonai begladecha. So please stay with me. Nukba sicharecha ala v'etina. Whatever you want, just stay with me, please. And now he sees that Laban is not looking so much up to him. Therefore, he saw Yaakov Abinu, this is the perfect time that they should run away. Vayishlach Yaakov, not only this, Vayomer Adonai el Yaakov, Shub el Eresavotecha ul Mulatecha, Vayhe Amach. Also, Kadosh Baruch Hu came to him, he told him, this is the perfect time, you should leave Laban and go back to your parents, go back to your homeland. So therefore, Vayishlach Yaakov, Vayikra li Rahel ul Leah Hasadei el Tzono. He sent after Rahel and Leah. Yaakov Abinu, he was with the sheep of Laban in the field. So he called up after his wives, Rahel and Leah, and he went to an important meeting, he wanted to tell them something. I saw here the Haskuni, he said, how come he didn't call up after Bilhah and Zilpah? He was also married to Bilhah and Zilpah. Here at the Pasuk, Yikra li Rahel and Leah, Hasadei el Tzono. What about Bilhah and Zilpah? They don't have a opinion, Hasb Shalom. He married them. There are four wives he married. So what happened here? How come he called up only for Rahel and Leah? The Haskuni says here, "Veikra leRachel uLeah lefishe ayu gibirot," because they were bnei gibirot, unlike Bilhah Zilpah, they were shifahot of Rahel and Leah. Therefore, he said, "Bilhah and Zilpah lo haya tzarich lekrot." He didn't need to call after them. Why not? Not because Hasb Shalom is underestimating them. Hasb Shalom. No, sheafhen hayu tadir eslo basadel raot emmo. So since that they weren't so hashuv like Rahel and Leah. Rahel and Leah, they were kibyachol bnei gibirot. They're sitting in the house, taking care of the house. But Zilpah and Bilhah, since that they were shifahot, so he said, Mistama, they were helping him. They were helping Yaakov in the field with all the sheep. So he did not need to call after them. They're with him. Who's missing? Rahel and Leah. Therefore, he sent a messenger, like the Yonatan Uziel said. And Veshadar Yaakov yet Naphtali, dihu asgad kalil. He sent after Naphtali, Naphtali Ayyalash Eloha, he runs fast. He told him, please call up your mother. You should call up, you know, the Rahel and Leah. You should bring them here to the field. And he has a meeting with them. And he started talking to them. And he told them, ויקרא לרחל ולאה שדה אל צונו, ויאמר להן, רואה אנוכי את פני אביכן, כי איננו אלא כתמות לשום, ואלוהי אבי היה עמדי. He was telling them the story that he sees that your father, Laban, is not behaving with me the same way he used to before. And הקדוש ברוך הוא, now he came to me, and he told me, I should go back to my homeland. ואתנה ידעתן, כי בכל כוחי עבדתי את אביכן, and he told them the whole story that Laban was tricking him, until all the way at the end. And now, הקדוש ברוך הוא, ויאמר אליי מלאך האלוהים בחלום יעקב, ואמר הנני, and he told me, אנוכי האל בית אל, אשר משכת שם מציבה, אשר נדרת לי שם נדר, עתה קומצא מן הארץ הזאת, ושוב אל ארץ מולדתך. He told them, בקיצור, הקדוש ברוך הוא came to me, and he told me, I should go back. פסוק continues, ותען רחל ולאה ותאמרנה לו, העוד לנו חלק מנחלה בבית אבינו? So he called up after Rahel and Leah. They answered him. They told him, do we still have any share in our father's Yerusha? Or do you think our father Laban is going to give us something? Halo nukhriyot nahshabnu lo. Ki mikharanu. Rashi says, afilu bishaa shederech b'nei adam latet nidunya lebnotav bishaat hanisuin nahak amanu ki nukhriyot ki mikharanu lecha b'schar hapa'ula. So even at the time that when a father, he marries off his daughter, the daughter, Mistama, she brings something with her to her husband's house. She brings clothing, she buys something for the Hatan, she buys him Talit, she buys him Kuracha, Mahzurim, something. Get him something. But they did not give anything to Yaakov Abinu. Adraba Yaakov, he had to work for them 14 years. So you see that our father, Kibachol, he sold us. He sold us with the 14 years that Yaakov was working for him. Is that the way that the father behaves to his daughter? No, they were like strangers in his eyes. What does it mean? Ve'yochal gamakol kespenu. Rashi saying, she'akeb demei sachar pe'olatcha. He didn't even pay you for the 6 years that you worked for him. The 14 years you worked for him, I understand. That's you promised him because you wanted 7 years to marry Rahel. And then he tricked him. He gave him Leah. And then he worked another 7 years to get Rahel. But whatever it is, that's the 14 years we understand he worked. Why did he work? To get Rahel and Leah. But not only this, he worked also another 6 years. The Pasuk says clearly, Zeli Asrim Shana Bebetecha. Abaticha Arba Asre Shana Beshte Benotecha Veshe Shanim Besonecha Vetahalevet Meskuti Asiret Monim. So he worked for him another 6 years. Akev Deme Sechar Peolatcha. And he tricked you also. Imko Yomar Akudim Yeh Secharecha Vealduk Olson Akudim. He was tricking him back and forth 100 times. The Asr Monim, the Midrash brings down, said 100 times that he tricked him. They make agreement between them, and then he said, no, we didn't agree like this. He changed it. He changed the agreement. So all these things, do you think he's going to give us something? Come on. Therefore, that okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you should go, we're ready to go. There's nothing for us over here. נחריות נחשבנו לו, כי מחרנו, ויוכל גם אכול את כספנו, therefore, ועתה, כל אשר אמר אלוהים אליך עשה. Whatever Hashem told you, we're with you, hand by hand. I saw here in Rashi in the beginning, he told us here, ויקרא לרחל וללאה השדה אל צונו. He called up after רחל and לאה. Rashi says, לרחל בתחלה ואחר כך ללאה. Why? שהיא הייתה עקרת הבית. שבשבילה נזדווג יעקב עם לבן. Yeah, what is he saying? He's saying that Pasuk said, ויקרא לרחל ולאה. He called up after רחל. חאורה, לאה was older than her. עבודך 7 שנים ברחל בתיכה הקטנה. רחל, she was younger than לאה, even though סדר הדורות brings down, סדר הדורות, he said, both of them, רחל and לאה, they were twins. He brings down, they were twins. חזקוני brings down all the way to the extreme. He said, they came from two different mothers. Laban, he has two different wives, and one of them he got Rahel, one of them he got Leah. That's the Haskuni he wants to bring down. But Seder HaDorot, he said they were twins. So if they were twins, obviously they came from the same mother. So whatever it is. And we'll see also later on, the Midrash Arba also brings down that not only Rahel and Leah, they were sisters. Also Bilha and Zilpah, they were also their sisters. That means Laban, he had 4 daughters. Rahel, Leah, Bilha, and Zilpah, they're all sisters. All of them, they are the daughters of Laban. That's the opinion of the Midrash. Maybe we'll get to it later. But whatever it is here, we know that even if you want to tell me that Rahel and Leah, they were twins, like said, the road brings down, but still, the Pasuk says clearly, that means Leah was older. And same thing with Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov binah katan, and Esav binah gadol. Same thing, even though they were twins, but still one is older than the other. Leah, she was older. So if Leah was older, how come here the Pasuk said, Vayishlach Yaakov Vayikra Lirahel Leah? The Pasuk was supposed to say, Vayikra Leah Rahel. Leah is older, to give her the honor. So Rashi says over here, said, Lirahel Karati Hala, and after that Leah, why? Because all the work that he put Yaakov Abinu, he worked by Laban for 7 years, was only for Rahel. She was Akir Tabayin until Laban, he tricked him and he gave him Leah at the end. But really, he wanted to get Rahel. Therefore, the Pasuk is mentioning the name of Rahel first. That's what it says over here. And since that, he called after Rahel and then Leah. Therefore, when Yaakov, he told him what the Malach was telling him that he has to leave Laban, the Pasuk said, Vata'an Rahel ve'Leah v'tomarna lo. Also said, Vata'an Rahel ve'Leah. Rahel, she answered before Leah. Why she answered before Leah? Obviously, because he called her. The Pasuk said, "Beikra li Rahel uLeah." So Rahel answered first. That's what we could explain, very simple. That basically, it's a mahloket in the Midrash Rabbah. Brings down here in Parasha Ayin Dalet, Siman Dalet. V'ta'an Rahel ve'Leah v'tomarna lo. The Midrash is asking, "Lama meta Rahel tihla?" Why did Rahel pass away before Leah? Why did she die before Leah? Mahloket here in the Midrash. Rabbi Yudan and Rabbi Yose. Mahloket. Rabbi Yudan Amar Shedbera Bifnei Achotah. Because she answered Yaakov before her sister. Why? Because the Pasuk said, Bata'an Rahel ve'Leah v'tomar nalo. Rahel answered before Leah. Who gave you permission, you Rahel, to answer in front of your older sister? Leah was supposed to answer. He was asking them. He wants to get their opinion. So all of a sudden, Rachel popped up and she answered them. Who give kabod to your sister, to Leah? She's older than you. How come he didn't give her kabod? Because you started to talk, to answer Yaakov before your sister Leah. Therefore, she died before, and she didn't end up buried in Ma'arat al-Makhpila. That's what brought down here in the Midrash. That's according to Rabbi Yudan. Rabbi Yose disagree with this. Amar le Rabbi Yose, Ra'ita miyamecha adam kore Reuben v'shem'on onei oto. Said, what do you mean? How could that be? That because of this, Rachel, she died before Leah and she didn't merit to be buried in Ma'arat al-Makhpila because of this? Said, how could that be? Because did you ever see a guy I call after Shimon and Reuben answers me? Ella, for sure. Since that, he called after them, ويكرا لرحيل ولئا. He called after Rachel first, then Leah. Therefore, Rachel answered them first. So what are you saying? Because she answered before her sister. He called her before her sister. Therefore, she answered. So what do you want? وَهَلَوْ لِرَحِيلْ كَرَى وَرَحِيلْ أَنْتَ أَوْتَوْ. So it doesn't make sense because she answered before the adult, she died. No, cannot be because he called her first. So the Midrash continues here. So why did she die according to Rabbi Yose? لو ميتا عدعتد ربي يوسي لو ميتا إلا مكلتو شل زكين شنه يمار عيم أشير تمسايت إلوهيخا لو يحيي وهايا كشقاقا هي وطسام الفني الشليت. Now what? That because Yaakov Abinu and Laban ran after him and he told him why do you run away from me, and now that you run away, why do you steal my God? Laban was telling him that he stole his God. Oy la Abuda Zara, what kind of God does he have that he could steal his God, he could steal him? Whatever it is. But that's what Laban told him. And Yaakov answered him, he told him, عِيم أَشِرْتُمْ سَعَتِ إِلُهِيْخَ لَوْ يِحِيَ. With the person that he's going to find your God, your Abuda Zara, is going to die. So since that, Yaakov, he didn't know. But he said clearly, وَلَوْ يَعْدَى يَعَاكُوبْ كِي رَحِلْ جِنَبَتَمْ. He didn't know that Rachel just told him. He didn't know this. A lesson that came out of the mouth of Yaakov, that a person who stole the Avodah Zarah should die, therefore Rachel died. Because of what? Because of the Kilala of Yaakov Abinu. Then Farshim, I saw here in the Pirush Yefetoar, said, Hava kishgagah yosam lefnei shalit, said, V'chen Yaakov lo kivvein rak al asher lakach b'gniba, v'hi lakcha l'shem shemayim. He said, "Ve'af al gab de Yaakov amar im asher tumtzayt Eloheicha lo yichye." With the person that you're gonna find your God, he should die. And Laban did not find anything by Rachel. Ve'hapes Laban kol ha'ohel ve'lo matza. He didn't find anything. So ve'Laban halu lo matzat terafim. He didn't find them. So what are you telling me? Because of the curse of Yaakov, that's why she died, Rachel. The curse that Yaakov gave, that the person that you're gonna find your Avodah Zarah, he should die. He didn't find Avodah Zarah out there. So what do you want? So he says here, said, יש לומר, כיוון דמצא כתוניות במקומן כדלקמן, לפיכך חלק אליה. Says here, since that the Midrash later on is telling us, ורחל לקחת את הרפים, צמנתת, פרשה עין דל צמנתת, ורחל לקחת את הרפים, תסעים בחר גם ותשב עליהם, ותאמר אל אביה, אלי חר בעיני אדוני, כי לא אוכל לקום פניך, כי דרך נשים לי. בחפש ולא מסת תרפים. Said, she told her father, she put them on the camel, she sat on top of them, and she told her father, excuse me, my dad, you know that I cannot get up in front of you. Why? כי דרך נשים לי, because she's נדה. By the way, they have the Ramban. He said, so what if she's נדה? Any נדה at the time that she gets it, she can't move? לא אוכל לקום פניך, כי דרך נשים לי. Why can't she stand up, respect her father? Any wife that is Nida, she cannot get up? What do you mean? The Rabbani answers, he said, probably for those who are Mu'atot Badamim, like Rachel, she used to get it very hard. Therefore, it's hurting her a lot. But whatever it is, that's what the Rabban explains. V'chapes v'lo masat terafim. Amar Rabbi Yohanan, terafim lo matza. Abal kitoniyot masa. He didn't find the terafim. While the pasuk is emphasizing velo masat terafim, but something else he did find. What did he find? He found small jars, small pachim kitanim, and that's what Laban found. The midrash he says over here said miad ne'asu terafim kitoniyot shelo lebayesh et Rachel. That means really Laban, he did find the terafim that Avodah Zarah he was looking for, but in his eyes it looked like regular kelim, regular kitoniyot. regular cups, regular pachim. Therefore, the miracle happened that he didn't see them. He didn't see them as the Abu Dazra. He saw them like a regular kli, regular utensil. So if that's the case, that means Laban, he did see something. So if he did see something, therefore, the kilala of Yaakov Abino was applied on her, therefore she passed away. That's your mahloket here in the Midrash. Why did Rahel pass away? According to Rabbi Yudan, he said, why did she pass away? Because she answered before her sister. I saw also in the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, he says here, why did Rahel and Leah, they told him, הלונו חריות נחשבנו לו כי מחרנו ויוכל גם אכול את כספנו. העוד לנו חלק מן החלב בית אבינו? Do we still have any share in our father's house? Said, why not? Why they don't have any share in their father's house? So, אור החיים הקדוש, he says here, he said, והחליטו שאין להם תוחלת משניהם. They don't have, לא חלק הנוגע להם בירושת אמם שכבר מיתה, ולא חלק נחלת אביהם. They don't have any share, not in their father's inheritance, not their mother's inheritance. So they don't have any share at all. Why? הלא נוכריות נחשבנו לו, כי מחרנו. וזה לך, עוד שאין אנחנו אוסלו במדרגת בנים. ומילא יצב עליהם לבל ירשו בו. הגם שבמשפטי הגויים אפשר שבנות ירשו. Said, even though they were goyim, they were Jew, they were goyim. And who said by the goyim, the girl does not inherit her father? By us, he said, all the Yerusha goes to their sons. A girl does not get any Yerusha. But by the Goyim, yeah, the girl does get the Yerusha. So how come they were telling Yaakov Abinu, عود لنا حلق إن حلا بيت أبينو, why not? So maybe yes, they do have a share. Kol Shekin, that we told you once, that when Yaakov here was talking to them, what he told them, ויצל אלוהים את מקנה אביכם ויתן לי. ויצל אלוהים מקנה אביכם ויתן לי. המפרשים דעת, הוא said, why does it say מקנה אביכם? אביכם, לכאורה, he was talking to them, they were females. He was supposed to talk to them in feminine language. He was supposed to tell them, ויצל אלוהים מקנה אביכם, with the nun sofit at the end, not the mem sofit. Mem sofit, he tells, if you're talking to men, he said mem sofit, מקנה אביכם, but he was talking to his wife. His wife's Rahel and Leah was supposed to say Mukne Abichin Vaitendi. How come it says Mukne Abichim with the Mim Sofit instead of Nun Sofit? That on Farshim they ask. So I saw they bring down beautiful Pirush. They bring down here from the Midrash Rabbah in Parashat Balak, Parashat Chaf Siman Yotet. Midrash is talking about Balak and Bil'am. When Balak called after Bil'am to curse Ben Israel, it says here in the Midrash, דבר אחר, מן ארם ינחני בלק מלך מואב. What does mean, מן ארם ינחני בלק? אמר לו, השווינו שנינו להיות כפויי טובה. בלעם was telling בלק, he said, look, both of us, we are כפויי טובה. We're not מכירים the טובה that we're supposed to give טובה to עם ישראל. Not to curse them, חס ושלום. Why? כי לולי אברהם אביהם לא היה בלק, שנאמר, והיא בשחת אלוהים תערך כיכר, וזכור להם את אברהם, ושלחת לו בתוך ההפיכה. If it wasn't that הקדוש ברוך הוא, he remembered the זכות of Abraham, Lot and his daughters would never have been saved. And if Lot and his daughters, they would have been killed with the אנשי סדום, then there is no בלק. בלק doesn't exist. Why? בלק, מלך למואב, בעיתה, where did Moab come from? From Lot and his daughters. So if it wasn't because of Abraham, why Lot was saved? And his zechiyot, he didn't have zechiyot. Why Lot was saved? The zechut of Abraham. So he told him, Bil'am was telling Balak, look at yourself. All your existence came in the merit of Abraham. And now you're calling after me to curse the sons of Abraham. You are kafui toba. Not only you, but he told him, also me. בלעם, he told him, he's also the same thing. ולולי יעקב אביהם, לא הייתי אני בעולם. Why? שלא ראה לבן בנים, אלא בזכות יעקב. שבתחלקתי ורחל באה עם הצון אשר לאביה. ואילו היה לו בנים, היא אך בתורעה. ומשהלך יעקב לשם, נתנו לו בנים. שנאמר, וישמע דברי בני לבן למור. וכן אמר לו, ניחשתי, וברכני אדוני בגללך. He told him, but don't worry, Balak, you are kafui toba, but Bil'am is also kafui toba. Why? Because if it wasn't in the merit of Yaakov, Laban would never have kids. Why? Because we see when Yaakov came and he saw that Rahel ba'imasun asher li'abiha ki ru'ahi, she was the shepherd, Rahel was the shepherd. Rashi also brings down on the pasuk, said, could it be that Laban, he had sons and he leaves his sons at home and he sent all the sheep with his daughter? Ela, for sure Laban did not have sons until Yaakov came. And he see, but later on, we just read the pasuk, v'yishma'a dibrei b'nei Laban lemor. He heard that the sons of Laban, they're talking bad against Yaakov. So he does have kids. Where did all these sons come from? Ela said, all the sons came in the zechut of Yaakov. If it wasn't that Yaakov came over there, Laban would never have sons. That's what here, what they brought down the Midrash. So he says here, he said he's also kafui toba. Why? Because Laban, who's Laban? Bil'am. Yonatan Uziel says over there in Parashat Balak, he said Bil'am, Bil'am ben Bil'am, who's that Bil'am? Bil'am, he's Laban Arami. The same guy, he's Laban. So here he says, Bil'am, he was telling Balak, he told him, listen, if it wasn't the zechut of Yaakov, Laban, he wouldn't have any sons. And now here, Bil'am is also kafui toba. He's coming to curse the sons of Yaakov. So Bil'am was telling Balak, don't worry, both of us were in the same boat. You are kafui toba, he's also kafui toba. He wouldn't exist if it wasn't in the zechut of Abraham. And now you're cursing the sons of Abraham. And him also, Bil'am, he's also, he wouldn't exist if it wasn't the zechut of Yaakov. Now he's coming to curse the sons of Yaakov. So both of them are kifuyei toba. So what says here in the Midrash, that all the sons that Laban got was in the zechut of Yaakov. Now, we know that the Tosafot, they bring down Masechet Baba Batra, Tosafot, they bring down over there, the Kuftet Vav Amud Bet, they say, they bring the Pasuk said, Ana. And the Pasuk says, Hu Ana asher masat hayyemim bemidbar, b'ra'oto tahamurim l'tzab'on abiv. Ana. Was he male or female? So Al-Khawra, I just told you the pasuk. It says, "Hu ana asher masat hayyemim bemidbar." He was ana. He was a male. However, we have different pasuk. It says here at Tosafot, "Vinra li Rabbeinu Tam de ana isha hayta kid mukhayki ra'e." Ana, she was female. Dichtiv ve'ele b'nei aholi b'ma bat ana bat sab'un alma isha hayta. Says here, Ana, she was Aholi Bama, she was the daughter of Ana, and Ana was the daughter of Sub'un. She was a daughter, she was a female. So if that's the case, he asked her to Tosafot, Bihad Khtib, who Ana, Shir Masat, Amin Bilashun Zakhar, why it says who Ana? Or what's supposed to say in feminine language? Because she was an Isha. It says, you know why Tosafot is saying here, Hainu Mishum Shirsha im Ahiha Kazakhar. Because she got Yerusha with her brother, just like a man, therefore the Pasuk calls on her Lashon Zachar. That's what it says here in the Tosafot. Based on this, I saw in Sefer Vayomer Abraham, he says here, he said, that's why the Pasuk says by us, Vayatzel Elohim in Mokne Abichem Vaitenli, with the Mem Sofit, talking about Lashon Zachar. Why is it Lashon Zachar? Because he was talking to them. He was supposed to say, Lashon Mokne Abichem, with the Nun at the end, not the Mem. Elah is saying, since that the daughters of Laban, they were supposed to inherit the Yerusha of Laban, just like their brothers. Why? Because if it wasn't because of Yaakov, their father, he would never have sons. And who's going to, if someone doesn't have sons, who's going to inherit him? His daughters. So now, could it be that all the bracha that Laban got, that he got sons, it was only in the zechut of Yaakov. And now they're married to Yaakov, and they're not going to get chelek in the Yerusha, and chelek in the inheritance of their father? They're supposed to get it more than their brothers. Why? Because all the bracha that their brothers came to this world only in the zechut of their husband, Yaakov. Therefore, the pasuk said, "Veyisrael mukne abichem b'lashon zachar." They were supposed to inherit. So how come they're telling him here, "Ha'od lano chelek v'nachala b'tabino"? So why not? Maybe yes, they do have chelek v'nachala. And also, we have to understand how come here the midrash is saying that why Rachel passed away and she didn't merit to be buried in Me'arat HaMachpila. Why? Because she spoke before her sister, her older sister Leah. That's here, according to one hakam in the midrash over here. We have to mention that this midrash, for somehow, Yonatan Uziel doesn't like that midrash. says if ta'an rahel be le'a to mardan lo, says Yonatan Uziel, ba'atabat rahel be eskamutad le'a. Rahel, she answered after she took permission from her older sister Le'a, then she answered Yaakov. So you see, he was trying to avoid that problem. Yonatan Uziel said, how could it be? How come Rahel answered first? If he, Rahel was the younger, Le'a was supposed to answer first. Yonatan Uziel was trying to avoid that problem. He said she took permission from her older sister and she spoke to Yaakov Abinu. That's what here Yonatan Uziel said. But according to the Midrash, she said no, because she answered before her sister, therefore she died. She died before her sister and she didn't marry to be buried in Ma'arat al-Makhpila. That's what according to this Hakam in the Midrash. But still, we have to understand how is it. We know all the Kaddosh, all the punishment the Kaddosh Baruch Hu gives to a person, they're all middah keneged middah. He did something that fits to that Abira is going to get the punishment. Now, how could it be because she answered before her sister, therefore she was punished not to be buried in Eretz Israel, in Arat Machpela? How could that be? What's the middah keneged middah over here? This we have to understand by the Hashem Yitbarach. And also, Bichlal, we have to understand the whole thing, why Yaakov has to ask them that if they want to go up with him to Eretz Israel. What's the question over here? Because we have a Gemara, Masechet Ketubot, the Gemara tells us over there that Hakol Ma'alin le'Eretz Israel. What does mean? Said if a couple, they're married, and the husband, he wants to go to Eretz Israel, and the wife doesn't want to go. So what's going to be? The Gemara says, "Hakol ma'alin le'Eretz Israel." Afilu be'al korcho. Since that they're going to Eretz Israel, they're getting bigger ma'ala, misbat yishuv be'Eretz Israel. Therefore, you could force them, kibyachol, you could force the other party to go up with him to Eretz Israel. So if that's the case, why is he even asking them? Ve'yishlach Yaakov ve'yikra li'Rachel u'le'a sadei etzono. Why he called after them to ask them their opinion? What their opinion of Chavrat is going to make any difference over here? So I saw here the Hatam Sofer in Torat Moshe. He says here in Kuf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, Yesh lefaresh dilchaura kashe, lama usrach Yaakov lishol lenashav im rosim la'alot le'Eretz Israel? Halukai malana kol ma'alim le'Eretz Israel, afilo be'al korhan. That's a question that we just asked. Bin rak, im pene she Yaakov shamar et ha'Torah rak be'Eretz Israel, כמו שכתב הרמב"ן, ולכן היה רשאי לקחת שתי אחיות, אבל בבואו לארץ ישראל יהיה אסור באחת מהן, ולכן היה צריך לשאול להם. So he said, since that, we'll see soon, Be'ezrat Hashem, that the Ramban, he writes, said, all the our fathers, they kept the whole Torah, Yaakov, Em Laban Gerti, V'Tarag Mzvot Shamarti. He kept all Tarag Mzvot. How do you tell him he kept all the Torah if he married two sisters? It says clearly in Pasuk, Be'esha El Ahuta Lo Tukah. You're not allowed to marry two sisters. How can Yaakov marry two sisters? And Kol Shekein Debrei Midrash, Rabbah, that all the four of them, Rahel, Le'a, Bilha, and Zilpa, they're all sisters. Four sisters they were. How come he married four sisters? The Ramban, he answered. He says that all the fathers that they kept the Torah in Husla, in Eretz Israel, I'm sorry. In Eretz Israel, they kept all the Torah, but in Husla Aretz, they didn't have to keep it. And therefore, Yaakov Abinu, he married two sisters in Husla Aretz. And Rahel did not enter with him to Eretz Israel. She didn't go with him to Eretz Israel. She died on the way. All what he married the two sisters was in Husla Aretz. So if that's the case, now that he wants to go back to Eretz Israel, now he has to ask them. Why? Because one of them he has to divorce now. Why? Because until now, since that he's living in Haran, Husla Aretz, he's allowed to marry two sisters. But after he goes to Eretz Israel, in Eretz Israel, the Ramban said, all the Abot, they kept the Torah only in Eretz Israel. But in Husla Aretz, they didn't have to keep it because anyways the Torah wasn't given yet. So now that he wants to go to Eretz Israel, he has to ask them. Not like, you know, what says in the Gemara that he could take them by force. He could take them, tell them, I decided I want to go up to Eretz Israel. That's the regular marriage. But here, since that he was married two sisters, if he's going to take both of them to Eretz Israel, he cannot stay with both of them. One of them he has to divorce. Now he has to ask their opinion. Maybe they don't want to go over there. Therefore, he was asking them. ולכן הרשאי לקחת שתי אחיות, אבל בבואו לארץ ישראל יהיה אסור באחת מהן, לכן אצריך לשאול להם. Therefore you want to ask them, if they are willing to go up. ותער רחל ולאה ותאמרנה לו, הלא נוכריות נחשבנו לו. פירוש, כי גר שאין גייר כקטן שנולד דמה. ואם כן, אין בהם דין אחיות, כי אם כמו נוכריות. ואף בארץ ישראל יהיה מותר ליעקב בשתיהן. ואם כן, שוב אין להם לעקב אותו שלא יעלה לארץ ישראל. So therefore he called after them to ask them if they're willing to go up to Eretz Israel. Why? Because he has to divorce one of them. How did they answer him? They told him, no. הלא נוכריות נחשבנו לו, כי מחרנו. We are נוכריות כביכול to our father לבן. Why? Because יעקב אבינו, before he married רחל and לאה, and Kochekin also Bilhan Zilpa, also he converted all of them before he married them. And we know Gershin Geyer Ketanok Shen Noladame. Now he has no relation whatsoever with the other party. So if that's the case, two sisters they converted, they're not related anymore. Therefore, Yaakov was allowed to marry both of them. That's what they answered Yaakov. We know, since that we are Nukhriyot Nechshab Nulo, why? Because we converted. Therefore, you are allowed to stay with us even in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Hatam Sofer is saying over here. But we have to understand, if that's the case, how come Rahel died before they entered Eretz Yisrael? If he's allowed to stay with them because they're not related to each other anymore. So what happened over here? So I saw here by the Parashat Vayechi that before Yaakov Abinu passed away, he called up his son Yosef and he commanded him that he should not bury him in Mitzrayim, he should take him to Me'arat HaMachpelah to bury him over there in Eretz Israel. And you see, for somehow, Pasuk was saying here, Va'ani bebo'im paddan, mita alai Rahel be'eres kina'an, baderech, be'od kibrat eres labo Efrata. Ba'ekberei Hashem bederech Efrat, hi bet lachem. Yaakov was telling Yosef, even though I'm commanding you, you should take me from Mitzrayim all the way to Me'arat HaMachpelah to bury me over there, and I did not do the same to your mother Rahel. Why? Because the Pasuk here is saying, Va'ani bebo'im paddan, mita alai Rahel, בארץ כנען בדרך, on the way to Eretz Israel. Rahel passed away, and he didn't even carry her to Eretz Israel to bury her. והקבירה השם בדרך אפרת, היא בית לחם, היא לפתה לו בדרך. So Rashi says, ואף על פי שאני מטריח עליך להוליכני לקבר בארץ כנען, ולא עשיתי כן לאמך, שהרי מתה סמוך לבית לחם. Your mother Rahel, I didn't do the same to your mother. She passed away on the way to Eretz Israel, and I buried her on the way. I didn't even bother taking her to Eretz Israel, a few steps to bury her in Eretz Israel. And now I'm commanding you, you should take me all the way from Mitzrayim to Eretz Israel. So for sure, you have something against me now. How come I didn't do the same to your mother? I'm asking you, you should take me from Mitzrayim to Eretz Israel to bury me over there. Ve'od kibrat eretz. Mazi kibrat eretz, Rashi said, Medat eretz. Ve'hem alpaim yama, ke medat tichum shabbat. ולא תאמר שעקבו עלי גשמים להוליכה ולקוברה בחברון. עת הגריד היה, שהארץ חלולה ונוקבת כחברה. So he told him, don't even think that it was a few more steps. He said, 2,000 amah, one more meal, we're going to get to Eretz Israel. And I could have buried her in Eretz Israel. Nevertheless, I didn't even bother taking her over there. And don't think that it was raining, it was too hard for me to carry her. It wasn't raining at all. And still I did not take her. Why not? והקבירי השם בדרך אפרת, ולא הולכתיה אפילו לבית לחם, להכניסה לארץ. I didn't even bring her to inside Eretz Israel. וידעתי שיש בלבך עליי. And I know that you have something against me. I'm commanding you to carry me all the way from Mitzrayim to bury me in מערת המכפלה. And I didn't do the same to your mother. אבל דע לך, you should know my dear son, שעל פי הדיבור קברתי השם. So that's, he told him, שתהי עזרה לבניה, כשיגלה אותן נבוזרדן וכו'. So he says, here he said, על פי הדיבור, הקדוש ברוך הוא commanded me to bury her on the way. Therefore, he had to tell him, יעקב, he had to tell his son Yosef, that listen, even though I'm asking you to take me all the way from Mitzrayim, I didn't do the same to your mother, but you should know that it was a special mitzvah from הקדוש ברוך הוא, therefore I buried her over there. That's what Rashi brings down here. But the Ramban, arguing with Rashi here, said, what does it mean? ולא לכתיה אפילו לבית לחם להכניסה לארץ ישראל. I didn't even bring her to Eretz Israel. The Ramban asked, said, what are you talking about, Rashi? What's going on? בית לחם is not part of Eretz Israel. והקבירי השם בדרך אפרת היא בית לחם. בית לחם is not Eretz Israel. What Rashi is saying? I didn't even bother taking her to Eretz Israel. She died in Eretz Israel. She was buried in Eretz Israel. Bethlehem is in Eretz Israel. What's Rashi is talking about over here? The Ramban, he writes here, ולא ידעתי מהו, וכי ביחוסה לארץ נקבירה חס ושלום, שהרי בארץ מתה ושם נקבירה, כמו שנאמר כאן פרשה, מתה עליי רחל בארץ כנען. ושם כתוב עוד מפורש, ויבוא יעקב לוזה אשר בארץ כנען היא בית אל. וכתיב יסעום בית אל ויעוד קבירת הארץ לבוא אפרתה. ומתה בדרך בין בית אל ובין בית לחם אפרתה בארץ ישראל. So what Rashi is saying here, he didn't even take her to Eretz Israel. She died in Eretz Israel, she was buried in Eretz Israel. What is he talking about? That's what the Ramban, he disagrees with Rashi. And he gives at the end, he gives a different pirush. Yeah, דרך הפשט, גם כן אמר לו כן כמתנצל, שלא יחר ליוסף בראות חפצו בקבורת המערה, על שלא קבר אמו שם. וכאשר קבר שם את לאה. So he was telling Yosef that don't have anything against me. Why? Because your mother Rachel, I didn't take her to Me'arat HaMachpelah, and I'm asking you to take me to Me'arat HaMachpelah, and I took your stepmother, your Leah, I took her to Me'arat HaMachpelah, not Rachel. So he was telling him this to calm him down a little bit. But still, what Rashi is saying, he said, no, I didn't take her to Eretz Israel. So what's going on here? So I saw here the Hatam Sofer in Torat Moshe. He brings them here in the fresh Yud Amud Aleph. ופירש רשי ולא הכנסתיה לארץ ויקשה הרבן וכי ביחוסה לארץ מתה ולפי עניות דעתי says here the חתם סופר beautiful אף על פי שארץ ישראל מוחזקת לנו להיות נחלה מאבותינו אבל איננה מקודשת עד שקדשה יהושע בן נון על ידי כיבוש ועזרה על ידי רשיון מלך כורש כמבואר ברמב"ם בהלכות בית הבחירה וכל זמן שלא נתקדשה, אם כי חשובה וטובה יותר ממצרים ושאר הארצות, כי זה שער השמיים. אבל, מכל מקום, דין חוסה לארץ יש לה, לבד מערת המכפלה שכנעו אברהם למקנה מאדוני הארץ בנחת. ויעקב קנה מקום למזבח בשכם במאה כסיתה. So it says here, it said, you're right, בית לחם is part of Eretz Israel, 100%, no question about it. But it said, the קדושה of Eretz Israel doesn't have any קדושה yet, until Ben Israel they're going to inherit Eretz Israel. As long as Am Israel did not inherit Eretz Israel, even though that land is better than Chutz La'aretz, but still does not have the Kedusha of Eretz Israel yet. Until Yehoshua ben Nun, he brought everyone to Eretz Israel, then the Kedusha of Israel came there through Yehoshua ben Nun. Not before that. Before that, any part of Eretz Israel that wasn't owned by Am Israel didn't have the Kedusha. It was called Eretz Canaan. Unless, Me'arat HaMachpelah, that Abraham Avinu, he bought it. He bought it from Shechem Ben Ham, what's his name? Ben Ahet, Afron Ahati. He bought it from him. So he bought it from him, that Me'arat HaMachpelah does have the Kedusha of Eretz Israel. The Sadeh that Yaakov Avinu, he bought also from Shechem Abi Hamor, B'me'ak Kesita, it also has the Kedusha of Eretz Israel, because he bought it. Yaakov Avinu bought it. But all the other lands in Eretz Israel, even though it's part of Israel, but does not have the Kedusha of Israel yet, until Yeshua ben Nun came and he brought the Kedusha to it. Therefore, so Rashi was right. אבל עכשיו, שכברה בשדה במקום הפקר, if Yaakov would have taken Rachel to מערת המכפלה, then מערת המכפלה has the Kedusha of Israel. But since that he buried her in שדה, in מקום הפקר, לא נתקדש המקום עד זמן Yeshua ben Nun, שנתקדש כל ארץ ישראל. אבל עד אז, הרי היא בארץ כנען, כמו בחוס לארץ. ומעטה צדיקו דברי רשי. Here he's saying here, לחתם סופר, beautiful, he said, Rashi is right. What Rashi wrote, that he did not take her to bury her in Eretz Israel, even though she passed away in בית לחם, she died over there, בעוד קברת ארץ לבו אפרתה. Still, that land is part of Israel, but does not have the קדושה of Eretz Israel yet. Therefore, it's called חוס לארץ. That means, at least according to Rashi, according to Ramban, he said, no, she was buried in Eretz Israel, she died in Israel, she was buried over there. But at least according to Rashi, and the Hatam Sofer is strengthening the words of Rashi, that Rachel passed away in Chusa Lars, she did not pass away in Makom Kadosh, B'Kedushat Eretz Israel, until the time of Yehoshua ben Nun, then had the Kedusha. But until then, she's considered as if she died in Chusa Lars, and Yaakov did not take her to bury her in Eretz Israel. Now we have Midrash. So brought down the Midrash Rabbah. It says here in the Midrash Rabbah, Parashat Vehi, Parashat Sadik Vav, Siman He. It says here in the Midrash, Ma'aseh b'Rabbi, Rabbi, b'Rabbi Eliezer, Shayu Melechin, b'Filei Shehusal T'Beria. They were walking next to Tiberia, Rabbi and Rabbi Eliezer, וראו ארון של מת שבא מחוץ על הארץ לקבר בארץ ישראל. They saw coffin, person who passed away in חוץ לארץ, and they brought his body to bury him in ארץ ישראל. אמר רבי לרבי אליעזר, מה הוא עיל זה שיצאה נשמתו בחוץ על הארץ ובא לקבר כאן בארץ ישראל? So what this guy, he lived all his life in חוץ לארץ, now he wants to be buried in ארץ ישראל. So the word is, so he should have come to live in ארץ ישראל while he was alive. He lived all his life, he didn't want to go to ארץ ישראל. He was living in חוץ לארץ. Now after he passed away, he wants to take his body to ארץ ישראל to bury him. But ארץ ישראל is a cemetery, ארץ ישראל. Why are you taking him over there? He said, אני קורא עליו, ונחלתי שמתם לתועבה בחייכם, ותבואו ותטמאו את ארצי במיתתכם. He said, הפסוק ירמיה said, ותבואו ותטמאו את ארצי, ונחלתי שמתם לתועבה. What does mean? He said, ותבואו ותטמאו את ארצי, that after the person passes away, or is coming to be buried in Eretz Israel to make the Eretz Israel tameh. And while he was alive, he came to Eretz Israel and he was doing Abirot over there in Eretz Israel. That's what we're looking for. So he told him, وَنَحَلَتِي سَمْتَمْ لَتُعِبَا بِحَيِّخِمْ You're doing Abirot while you were alive in Eretz Israel. And now after the person he died in Chutz La'aretz, he wanted to be buried in Eretz Israel to bring Tum'ah, Chas V'Shalom, to Eretz Israel. Therefore, he didn't like the idea. Rabbi, he didn't like the idea to bring someone who passed away in Chutz La'aretz to bury him in Eretz Israel. אמר לי, so רבי אליעזר, he answered רבי, he told him, כיוון שהוא נקבר בארץ ישראל, הקדוש ברוך הוא מכפר לו, דכתיב וכפר אדמתו עמו. He told him, even though that he lived all his life in חוץ לארץ, now at least if he was buried in ארץ ישראל, in ארץ ישראל, the land's going to be מכפר on him. Therefore, it's good that they're bringing him. So you see here two opinions in the Midrash, is it good to bring a body to bury him in Eretz Israel or no? According to Rabbi, he said, no. Where's he doing here? Where's the cemetery in Eretz Israel? You cannot bring him. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, he said, yeah, you can bring him. Now, the Farshim, they explained, said, that's why Yaakov Abinu was telling Yosef, when he was telling him all this story, before Yaakov passed away. How many years already passed from the time that Rahel passed away? Many years, 40, 50 years already passed. And Yaakov did not tell Yosef anything. How come he did not bury Rahel in Eretz Israel? He didn't tell him anything. He waited for 50 years, and Rashi said, "Yadati sheish bilbicha alai." I know that you have something in your heart against me. How come I did not take Rahel to bury her in Eretz Israel? So if Yaakov knew that Yosef has something in his heart against him, how come he kept quiet all these 50 years? He didn't tell him anything. Until now, all the way at the end, before Yaakov was going to die, then he told Yosef, I know that all these years you had something against me in your heart because I didn't bury Rahel Ma'arat al-Makhpila. But he should know she'al pi'ed the bur kibartiha. How come he kept quiet all these years? Ela Mfarshim to say that until now, Yaakov knew that Yosef he has nothing against him. Why? Because Yosef probably thought, how come Yaakov did not take the body of Rahel to bury her in Eretz Israel? Said probably Yaakov, he held like Rabbi Yehuda Nasir in the Midrash. Rabbi Yehuda Nasir in the Midrash, he said, if someone passed away in Chutz La'aretz, you're not allowed to bring him to bury him in Eretz Israel. So all these years, Yosef thought that Yaakov holds, if the person passes away in Chutz La'aretz, you're not allowed to carry his body to bury him in Eretz Israel. Therefore, he has nothing against. His mother, Rahel, she passed away in Chutz La'aretz. Therefore, he's not allowed to take her to Eretz Israel. Because Yaakov, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda Nasir. But now that he told him, Yaakov was telling Yosef, you should take my body after he passes away, Yaakov, you should take his body all the way from Mitzrayim to bury him in Eretz Israel. That means now, I see now that you hold like Rabbi Eliezer in the Midrash. If you hold like Rabbi Eliezer, how come you didn't take my mother, Rahel? That's why what Rashi is telling us over here. Now Yaakov was telling this to Yosef. Why? Because now Kibyachol is contradicting himself. In the beginning, Yosef thought that Yaakov holds, you're not allowed to bring a body to bury him in Eretz Israel. But now that he hears from Yaakov himself, he should take Yaakov's body to bury him in Eretz Israel, that means you hold like Rabbi Eliezer, it's okay. If it's okay, how come he didn't take his mother, Rahel? Therefore, Rashi here tells us, Yaakov is telling Yosef that he should know that Alpiyat Dibur Kibartiyah. It was a special mitzvah. Kadosh Baruch Hu told me a special commandment. I should bury her over there. Why? Because it's going to be help for her children in the future. That's here what Rashi is telling us. Therefore, Yaakov was telling him this only over here. And as I told you, that the Ramban, he told us in Parashat Toldot, that all the fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, they kept the Torah where? They kept the Torah only in Eretz Israel. But Husla Ares, they didn't have to keep it. Therefore, Yaakov Abinu, he married two sisters or four sisters according to the Midrash, and Husla Ares. But when he entered Eretz Israel, he didn't have only Leah. Only Leah he had when he entered Eretz Israel. Therefore, here the Ramban also repeat the same thing also in Parashat Harimot. He also says Ma'arich over here. We don't want to be Ma'arich. And Pasuk says, "But Tatmaha Aretz va'efkod avona haleha v'taki Aretz tiyoshibeha." That Eretz Israel does not swallow, does not accept a person who does Avirot. Any person who does Avirot in Eretz Israel, the land is going to kick him out of the Eretz Israel. It's the makom, the place in Eretz Israel, makom mekudash, does not accept people who do Avirot. Why is it so special, Eretz Israel? Because it said that's the land of HaKadosh Baruch Hu he chose. Therefore, that land has to be holy. It has to be Kedusha B'Tahara. If someone is not acting the Kedusha according the way he's supposed to, therefore the land's going to kick him out of there. So he continues here. He says, "V'Hashem lo lebedon tkenu alilot shemeta Rachel baderech betchilat bo'am ba'aretz, ki b'zchuta lo meta b'chus al ha'aretz, u'b'zchuto lo yashab ba'aretz im shtei achayot, v'hi hayta haneset be'esur ha'ahava." Here the Rabbani goes to his opinion, Parashat Vayechi, that Rachel, she passed away in Eretz Israel, but he said in Yaakov zechut, he did not live with her in Eretz Israel. Why? Because she died on the way. And in her zechut, lo mita b'chus al ha'aretz. She didn't die in chus al ha'aretz. On the way to Eretz Israel, she entered Eretz Israel. On the way in Eretz Israel, she passed away. That means she died in Eretz Israel. But Yaakov did not live with her in Eretz Israel. Why? Because in her zechut, she was buried in Eretz Israel. And Yaakov's zechut, he did not live with her in Eretz Israel. Why? Because all the Avot HaKadoshim, they kept the Torah where? In Eretz Israel. But in chus al ha'aretz, they didn't have to keep it. Let's see what the Ramban is telling us. Now, that's the case. Now, maybe you could understand what the Midrash he told us in the beginning. But Ta'an Rachel ve'Leah v'tomar nalo. We said, how come Rachel, she answered before Leah? How come she answered? Leah was the older. She was supposed to give the honor to her sister Leah to answer Yaakov. How come Rachel stood in the middle and she answered before her sister? And then the Midrash brings down here that according to Rabbi Yudan, that's why Rachel, she passed away, because she answered before her sister. Now, probably we could understand that Rachel and Leah, they told Yaakov, "Ha'od lanu chelek v'nachala v'bit abinu, halo nukhriyot nechshabnu lo ki micharanu, v'yokhal gam achol et kaspenu." So we said, Orachayim HaKadosh told us that really they told him, they told Rachel and Leah, they told Yaakov that they're not connected anymore to their father. We asked, we said, how come by Mot HaOlam, they were supposed to inherit their father as well. So how come they told him, "Ha'od lanu chelek v'nachalav bit abinu, halo nukhriyot nechshabnu lo"? And what we said in the beginning, that Orachayim HaKadosh told us, since that they're not connected anymore with Laban because they converted, if they converted, that means they're not related to Laban. If that's the case, Medin Torah, they're not supposed to inherit their father at all. Even if they were sons, they're not supposed to inherit their father. Why? Because after they converted, now they became like Israel. Even though the Gemara Masechet Kedushin said that Midrabanan, a son who converted, he does inherit his father, but that's only Takanam Drabanan, that Hakim, they were scared if you're going to tell him he's not going to inherit his father, probably he's going to think twice, he's not going to come to convert, because he's going to lose out on the Yerusha of his father. But in Din Torah, at least, since that the person he converted is not related anymore to his father. So if that's the case, that's why Rachel and Leah, they told Yaakov, We're like strangers to our father. Why? Because since that they converted, Yaakov converted them before he married them, so they're not related to their father. They're not going to inherit him anymore. And now, who said this sentence? Who said this, that they're not related anymore because they converted? بتاعن راحيل ولئاء بتومرنا له. راحيل answered first. If her sister Leah would have answered that they have the deen of Israel and Rahel kept quiet, then a person might say, why she kept quiet? To give honor to her sister. But since that Rahel, she's the one who gave that idea, she told, because she said in front of her sister, before her sister, she told Yaakov that they have the deen of Israel, that means as if she was posek her deen. She said that the halakha, that since that they converted, they have the deen of Israel, they're not related anymore to their father. So if that's the case, then she gave that opinion, she gave that halakha. Therefore, the Midrash says here, that's why she died before she entered Israel. Why? Because she gave that halakha. She was posek that halakha. She was posek her deen and her own. She said that they are not related anymore to their father because they converted. Now they have the deen of Israel. If that's the case, now she has to die before they enter Israel. That's what here what Hakim explained. It's beautiful here with the Midrash. According to Rabbi Yehuda in the Midrash, said why Rahel died before? Because she opened up her mouth before her sister and she said that they converted, they have the deen of Israel, they're not related anymore to their father. Since that, she opened up her mouth, she gave that idea, so for sure, that's what she holds. If that's what you hold, that means you're not supposed to enter Israel. Why? Because she married to Yaakov after Leah. Leah was his first wife, Yaakov. So Yaakov and Leah, they have no problem living together in Israel. Who come with the Asur? Rahel came with the Asur. Why? Because Leah was the first one. There's no problem with Yaakov marrying Leah. Rahel, since that he married Rahel after Leah, that means she's the one, like what you read from the Ramban in Parashat HaHarimot. Rahel, she's the one that she married to Yaakov Be'sur, even though he said as long as they lived in Husla Ares, Yaakov didn't have a problem living with two sisters. But now that they're entering Israel, and Rahel, she gave the Psak Halakha that they have the deen of Israel. If you have the deen of Israel, now you're not allowed, Yaakov is not allowed to marry two sisters. Therefore, she died before they entered. That's what Yaakov was telling Yosef. You should know, even though I'm asking you that you should take my body to bury me in Israel, and I didn't do the same to your mother, you should know why. Why I didn't do the same to your mother? What does it mean? We understood in the beginning, it's a special mizvah. Kadosh Baruch Hu told me that I have to bury her over here because later on with the generations, Am Israel, they're going to need to pray by her grave. But now that we explain it a little bit differently now, we said, Al-Pi Ad-Dibur Kibati Hashem. Because of her Dibur, because she said that they have the deen of Israel before her sister, therefore she was punished. أنا قدش بارخو يبانشا مدى كنا مدى she did not merit to enter Earth Israel according to Rashi. Therefore she died بعد كبر الرئيس لبو يفراتا and Rashi said he didn't even take her to bury her in Earth Israel. Why? Because مدى كنا مدى since that she opened up على بيئة دبور شلاه because she said that they have the deen of Israel therefore she did not enter Earth Israel. So you see from all these things that how much the person has to be careful because of Rahel, what she opened up her mouth, therefore she spoke before her sister, that's why she died before her sister, she did not merit to be buried in Israel. And also according to the other Hakam, also connecting with the mouth. Because Yaakov Abinu, he said, "Aim asher tamsata elohecha lo yihyeh," therefore she died before she entered Israel. For me, the person should know how much the power of the mouth the person could cause upon himself. The person probably sometimes by mistake. How many times Avonot Arbim you hear people say they curse themselves for what? For no reason. So how much the person should watch his mouth? Only something good should come out of your mouth. The person doesn't know. Probably it's now Sha'at Rason. Sha'at Rason, anything is going to come out of your mouth, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to answer you. So why you want to take out of your mouth bad words or something bad? Let only good come out of your mouth, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to answer your prayer. Whatever the person says, anything that comes out of the person's mouth, everything's going to make effect b'shamayim. Therefore, you should try as much as we could be'ezer Hashem t'barach, that only something good should come out of our mouth. V'nizkeh be'ezer Hashem l'chol brachot k'tuvot b'torah. V'nizkeh b'beit Mashiach haskenu v'rabi yaminu, amen v'amen. רבי חנן המנחשי אומר, עשה הקדוש ברוך הוא זכות ישראל לפיכך, רבי אלה אינטרנוס וושני.